is Organize Anything with Colette Robichaux on 105.9 Seaside FM.
Welcome back. I'm here with Colette Robichaux, our organizing coach, and we're talking about Christmas and how to make it a greener Christmas. Now, before we went on break, we were talking about some greener gift options, and we talked about things like homemade preserves, those jams, jellies, pickles, and beets. Share them. We love to get them, especially if we don't make them. Now, Colette, what about wine? Wine seems to be a fairly popular gift.
Wine's a great gift, and especially in a, you know, it's easy for us to go pick, use the people in the store, help them decide, that sort of thing. The bottles can be recycled, and you can get organic wines and things like that today that we know about. Not the right gift for everyone, but for people having trouble buying or need to buy for maybe an equal gift for everyone in an office or certain settings, that can work well. But even just outside of sort of that purchase of the gift of our time and how we can think about that when we're trying to think of what doesn't leave a footprint on the earth as much of, you know, sort of being left behind. How to give your time with, you could offer to babysit or host sit or mow someone's lawn or help them in the garden. Often, you know, there are so many things that you can do with that. You can offer, at least by buying a gift card, people can get what they want and choose what they want. So
those,
again,
are very popular,
they're
now,
extremely
aren't they?
Popular. And for some people, it's like, oh, that's not what I want to do. But honestly, the gift, if the recipient is getting something that they want to get, how great is that? And that you're not going to give them something that just sits and, again, takes up space. So think about that. Gift certificates, I think, are fabulous, like the gift cards. So you can dance, yoga, Pilates, cooking, cleaning company, spa, even groceries, like a grocery card for people, all of that. And why not? Or lottery tickets, not much space, a nice little fun sort of thing.
Yes.
It can be recycled afterwards.
And I like those for birthday presents too. For a friend, you just buy a ticket, throw it in their little birthday card, and it's just a nice touch.
Really nice. So thinking about that, the other thing that comes up as well these days is making a charitable donation in someone else's name. And we think of that a lot as, you know, maybe giving money to a charity of their choice. It could be giving a goat or a chicken or something like that to another country. So we're actually assisting with other countries, which is a wonderful idea that's happening a lot today.
Collecting the money and going and buying all the things that a family may need.
Absolutely.
That was actually one of the most touching experiences of my life. And to know it was a very hard done by family. And, you know, it just brought tears to my eyes.
Krista, these are great.
Amazing.
It's an amazing experience. And these are the opportunities to create lessons for our children, to talk about that, to somehow in our age of consumption and assuming that we will just get more and more stuff, that when we're talking to our children, showing them how that we are giving to others for a family in need in our own area, or what we're doing for people in other areas, that what it would mean to someone to have a chicken or to have school supplies or things in other areas. These are lessons to teach to our kids and to remind ourselves that doesn't have to be this crazy time of stuff. You know,
it's a perfect way. And push that stuff out of your head and get back to the very simple meaning of...
Exactly. And to donate your time. If for some of us that, you know, there are lots of people out of work at times and we don't have, you know, sort of the money to spend at Christmas, even to say, you know what, I'm going to go to, you know, donate my time to this association on your behalf as well. I'm going to give the gift of my time even doing that. So I'm going to go and volunteer on your behalf, you know, as a gift. But we've got to think about that. And even from our side, as far as, you know, people will say to me when I'm out working with people in their homes, like, oh, well, you know, everyone gives me all this stuff and, you know, it's not my fault I have it all. Well, let's take some responsibility. Create your own gift list of what you would like.
Yes.
And I've been doing this for years, and you can sort of say, you know, I would like to have those golf lessons, you know, that I would like to have, or I would like to have this trip, or I would like, you know, and have things. And often you can make those things that fit within your parameters and your values, whether they're for you or for your children. You can get someone to, you know, buy the ballet lessons for your daughter or something like that, you know. So again, they're very much greener on our earth by, you know, sort of making these suggestions, but how you take control back of that by making some suggestions and being a little more in control with that. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. It's a great way to go.
No, because at the end of Christmas Day, I mean, you have a lot of happy people who – really have not just gotten stuffed. Their heart is warmed by the fact that, you know, they have a homemade meal once a month by the neighbor across the street.
Yeah, how nice is that? You know, for sure. And the other thing, people often, you know, give to so many people that they end up going, you know, I've got this little budget, so they're buying little junky little things that people don't want just for the sake of buying. So, you know, have some people taken off your list. Just say, I've done this with girlfriends. We don't need to do that. That's okay. No. We all don't have the time. We don't have this. You know, we'll get together and go out to dinner. We'll do this, whatever. But there's not a need to have that elaborate long list. And, you know, even within families, to draw names, it's better. Or to go together on a bigger gift if someone needs a bigger gift so you could chip together and it's something valuable. Again, okay with the knickknacks, okay with the buying for the buying. No one needs another 200 candles or things that you can easily pick up. So, you know, to be being more thoughtful, being more frugal, all this will make our Christmases a little greener. And it will take some of the pressure off by sort of letting go of some of those things a little bit.
Well, and I think the onus has to be in a lot of people to just let those things go.
Absolutely.
It's as though they set themselves up to be stressed, and it's so not necessary.
It isn't necessary.
Pick the best thing that you like about Christmas and focus on that. If it's the meal, well then, great, but gosh, and don't. Yeah,
for sure. And check in with your family members, because a lot of times we've got these traditions that you always went to this house and this date and you went there and you went there and whatever. And you know what? It doesn't fit today's schedule. It doesn't fit today's lifestyles. So don't make assumptions that, you know, you have to do it this way. Or we always bought gifts for all the second cousins and third and first child, second removed and their dogs.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that way. Be brave. Put it out there. And usually people will just go, oh. Thank goodness,
it's a huge relief.
Thank goodness that you brought this up. It is a relief for people.
It's a big relief.
Yeah, and we're trying. You know, we want to have this world around for our kids. We want to tell them what consumption doesn't have to be associated with being happy. And that's not the only thing, that our stuff doesn't equate with more happiness. There's no research to show that. You know, so our happiness comes from living in the moment and being happy and experience. And so if we take out the stuff out of the Christmas, which is not environmentally friendly, and we put the experience in and the return to being with family and friends, or us out experiencing new things, that's what's going to make us happier and make our planet happier as well.
And that's where the memories come from.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've just described that scene, and you know, I get the warm fuzzies.
Very good.
How can I buy less this Christmas? Okay, we've talked about the fact that, you know, you sort of cut down, draw names. We've talked about how to make some of those gifts green, give some of your time. Saying there's somebody out there says, but I do all that, how can they buy less?
Well, get a budget, make a list. Again, it's the planning. And again, I'm, you know, I'm an organizer, I'm a coach, I'm a planner. But it is the planning. Write it down. Have a list. Put a dollar figure before it, but not only after it, but also an idea behind it. And just roaming the malls and looking for ideas doesn't always work. Like,
oh,
think about
like
it.
I don't think that's productive.
No, ask others in the office. Ask your girlfriends. You know, if you're buying for a guy, ask a guy in your office who's the same. What do you think my boyfriend would want? What do you think my son would want? Ask around and try and come up with that. And what a lot of people do is they sort of upgrade the buy. They're out and it's like, I'll just tack that in. I'll just buy a little more. So they get caught up in this or whatever. Or, you know, they might have just dropped in to buy one more thing the day before Christmas. It's like, oh, those are on sale. I'll pick up another five of those. And just, you know, it's that topping off of the gifts and doing that sort of thing.
Oh, that topping off.
And thinking it's not enough. I'll just get a little more of this. So again, raising your level of consciousness and not getting, even just talking about the shopping, it's like a frenzy that happens. It, you know, it raises our all of these chemicals that you're just getting, you know, sort of crazy to be doing the purchasing.
It's frantic, right?
And the lights are on and all of that sort of stuff. And you don't need that. So, you know, you don't need to be driving and using the gas to get there more often. You want to be making sure that you are thoughtfully doing it, trying to shop in one area, and all of that sort of thing. So, you know, to make it greener, buying less is the first way to go. Buying thoughtful and buying with a consciousness of where did this come from and where is it going. Those will be our ways to make a real greener Christmas.
Now, Colette, with us just talking about how I can buy less this Christmas, I can't help but think, can I re-gift?
Absolutely. And we've done another show before on etiquette and talked about it. And re-gifting is perfectly acceptable, but we want to do it with a level of consciousness that, you know, the gift still has to be appropriate for that person. We don't want to be giving something that someone gave to us. We don't want to be just giving it for the sake of giving. And definitely, if there are things, and a lot of people have things that they know when they've received them that's not right, but I know I've received them and thought, oh, that would be so perfect. I know my friend would love that. You know, that's...
Yes.
That's more something, yep. And I might tuck it away. And sometimes I actually say, hey, I've regifted that. I don't think it's a big deal for those of us who are trying to be more environmentally friendly, for those of us who are trying to be conscious about consumption and stuff and what that's doing, for us to even be able to say, hey, yeah, that was a gift that I regifted. It's not a big deal like it used to be. It's perfectly acceptable. It's just we want to give it thoughtfulness. You know, I'm not going to give your husband candles, you know,
like, yes,
it's just,
yes, of
that
course.
Sort of thing. So, and don't just be giving them to be getting rid of them. If there's not, there, you receive something, it's not a gift that's appropriate to you, get it to a charitable organization. And if it is a new gift, often there are places out there that give us a new gift unwrapped and we'll wrap it and they can see something. So if you don't have someone within your sphere that would like that gift, get it to another organization and they can come up with that. Often that time of the year is the families that need, they put together baskets. It could be all that sort of thing. And it could be, you know, that just a good way to go, that you've got these extra things out there that haven't been used and can easily be used again. But again, do it with respect. We want them to be mm-hmm. things that are usable and that are, you know, that are good to be used for other people. Nothing that's been used that's not an appropriate way to regift. It's not something that could be used, you know what I mean, that's been used before. It's something that it definitely is a gift for that person.
That's fabulous. Now, I am one of these people, as we wrap this up, I'm thinking such good advice, but I'm actually a person who sort of buys all year. When I see mm-hmm. something, I get it then. So I never have that big buildup of, oh my gosh, I have to go mm-hmm. shopping. And I love that.
Yeah, it's a very smart way to go. And you know, from a standpoint of budgeting and even just not making those trips to run around and burn all the gas. If you're out doing other things, mm-hmm. why not pick it up? It does make sense. You know, if you've got small kids, you know, for birthday parties, even out of Christmas and things like that, yeah. you know you'll be needing little things and you can see things on sale. And again, it's that efficiency of time and your resources, like your gas as well, to pick things up ahead of time. So yeah, that's a really good way to go.
I hope it's a white Christmas, and I hope it's a green Christmas. This has been a great, great topic, Colette. So much information. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.